Episode
94.
94 weeks of us bringing the hottest stories that Microsoft users are pinging each other about every week.
Every week.
And
except for those weeks that we're not here.
Except for those weeks. Those weeks don't matter.
Right.
Nothing happens when we're not here to report it.
Exactly.
Nothing matters unless you do it on camera.
Right.
If a tree
falls in the woods and Tina Wood isn't there to make a sound,
right,
are we ever going to hear about it when people ping each other?
Right. That's probably
right.
Right. I mean, it's an enigma.
Sure.
Hey, that makes sense. It does.
So last week, Alex Dresko, we gave him a lot of shout outs and we talked about him quite a bit because he's an interesting character. And I want to give a personal thank you to Alex Dresko, because he single-handedly is out there recruiting ping viewers.
He is.
He got his mom on to Channel 9.
Alex's mom, really?
Really. That's her name. She signed up for a Channel 9 user account. She logged in. She commented. Hopefully she watched the show so she knows of which she speaks.
Right.
And this is awesome. If every one of you went out there and got one more viewer.
Or just your mom. I think that would help the male-to-female ratio demographic. Yeah.
I should invite some of my female friends to watch.
You should.
I got to get some female friends.
I think you should have them watch for me. Like that's.
A couple of them do, and they're like, that Paul's dreaming. I'm like, whatever, he's standing on a riser, he's really,
yeah,
really short.
I know. I have like three Apple boxes below me. But yeah, Alex Dresko didn't seem like he was that excited about his mom posting. He called her a noob.
I thought it was a nub. I was like, why is he calling his mom a nub?
Yeah.
Isn't a noob N-O-O-B?
No, it's actually N-0-0-B.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he spelled it N-U-B.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I thought he was British for a second.
I think he's just a noob at calling people noobs.
He is. Take that, Alex Dresko. Should we start the show?
No, sure. No, we can.
We don't
need to give a shout out to C. Kurt because he really wanted to see you on Xbox Live, but he can't do it because apparently he's not in the U.S.
Which I believe is false because I believe it's international, but I'll have you know, C. Kurt, that I am meeting with the Xbox team later today. And I'm going to get to the bottom. Sorry, I have a bit of a head cold. I'm going to get to the bottom of this and follow up on in the comment section of this week's ping and find out why.
Why can't you grace the entire world?
I know that there was an issue initially because I was shouting out prices for the apps, which obviously vary. So if I said this one is $1.99, that's not accurate
in euros.
Exactly. Or rubles.
Right.
So that needed to be fixed, so I don't do that anymore. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to let you know. You're all going to be able to watch Hot Apps. Don't you fret. If not, you can watch it on Channel 9.
Yeah. Just watch it right there.
Let's start ping.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Paul. Anyone who isn't living under a rock knows what's going on with Charlie Sheen. He's winning.
Okay.
He's winning.
Okay, I really am living under a rock. So what's going on here?
All right, I'm going to give you the short wraparound of the story. So
let's do it.
You really don't know what's going on?
I have a vague idea.
These guys might know what's going on.
No, I really don't think they do.
Charlie Sheen went on a few benders, did a little too many drugs. The production of his show, Two and a Half Men, was canceled. Since then, he has gone on a rampage, done every single possible news interview outlet imaginable.
Have we interviewed him on Ping?
We will.
Okay.
He'll be on in the near future.
Right.
He's also started a web show on Ustream.tv called Sheen's Corner, with a K.
With a K.
Okay, so you know. And he's essentially losing his mind in front of us all, and he's gotten a few catchphrases, things like winning, everyone is trolls. He's made of
sounds like a
tiger blood and Adonis DNA. He said a bunch of wild, crazy things. If you haven't, if you're not familiar with it, just do a search and it's everywhere. Anyway, how this is relevant to us and important to us is that one of our coworkers, Emmanuel, I don't know if it's Athens, he apparently is a big Charlie Sheen fan.
He has been for a while.
And back in 2007, he went and purchased CharlieSheenFanClub.com.
Okay.
For pennies.
Probably like $8.
$8, maybe $9. Either way, that is pennies.
Yeah.
900 of them. And and now that website, the traffic has obviously...
10x.
Yeah.
1,000%. I'll just
through the roof. And it's a valuable piece of web property.
It's a hot commodity. That's for sure.
Now the things that I find interesting about this story: A, He's not gonna sell it. He's not gonna try to profit off this unless Charlie Sheen, the man himself, asks for the site.
Right.
In which case, he will give it to him with if they go party for a weekend.
Right. Or for like a pint of tiger blood.
Right. You know, either way, it's gonna be really good times.
I really don't know if he could keep up with partying with Charlie Sheen. Like, I know very few Microsofties that can actually party. Yeah. Do you know how much coke? Do you have any idea how much coke Charlie Sheen had on him that day?
I don't.
Enough to kill 2.5 men. That's that's how many.
Yeah, and a few tigers.
Yeah, that's right.
I do say that all seemed rather rehearsed.
But, and maybe it's honest.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely a winning story.
It is a winning story. I understand that. And let me just finish this because this is interesting to me. So this guy, Emmanuel, who's a UX designer here at Microsoft, I did a little research and I did a little digging. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can... you know, announce that publicly. If not, oops, keep it between us. His office here at Microsoft, you know, I thought my office was a little wacky because I've got toys and, you know, a bunch of little bobbleheads and things. I'm like, wow, they may not think I'm professional. His office is covered wall to wall.
Charlie Sheen Memorial.
Charlie Sheen and Hannah Montana.
All right, that is a winning combination.
There's photos of it online, and it's not like they were snuck behind his back. He has photos of it on his website, like, check out my Charlie Sheen office. He's proud of this. So
The Charlie Sheen thing's not too worrisome. The Hannah Montana thing is a little...
It's just... A little different. You know, like, you've got... These are the two people that he loves. I want to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Emmanuel, if you're watching, I'd love for you to come on Ping and
hopefully
chat about all this because we're interested.
Or maybe he can develop a hot app for one of your other shows.
Maybe he can. There are some Charlie Sheen apps out there, but they're NSFW.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Not something for waiting.
Yeah. All right, we've spent enough time on Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yes.
All right, Paul. As you know, the emails that we send here at Microsoft are sort of big brothered.
Sure.
You know?
Every email everywhere is.
Yes, and so you should be careful what you say and who you say it to. But apparently, there is actually a Microsoft Outlook plugin made by a company called Limbix, and it's called Tone Check.
Yep.
Where it goes through your email.
Yep.
And sort of gets, it checks your tone to see if what you're saying might be coming off a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
So it says things like, if you say, what were some of the things like, I need it right now.
Yeah.
Like that might be a little just
Or time is of the essence.
That might, offend somebody.
Sure. So this thing like actually looks at the different tone, the words that you use, and it's kind of like saying, you might want to think about this twice before you send it.
Hey, Mr. Sassy Pants.
That's right. So like when
you might be a little rude.
When you swear, it'll be like, oh, you know, you probably can find a better way to do this. And things for like time is of the essence, it should really tell you like no one's used that for about 70 years. And email was invented in the last 30.
Time is of the essence.
Yep.
But apparently they're updating their software because it was a little too harsh, and I think they're becoming more lenient.
Yeah, like
into so maybe time of the essence will be thrown from their database of bad words.
Yeah, and it used to like pop up this box which would tell you like as you're doing something, which would just increase the rage that I would have. Like, I really am just so upset.
Time is really of the essence. But here's what I think is interesting is that I don't need this, but apparently there are people out there.
Of course
there.
Not.
I'm
because it's not like you've ever sent like really angry emails to people that we've ever worked with.
No.
In the last 3 to 6 months.
Peace and harmony. But we need a computer program to tell you to like check the normal human decency of your tone.
Not necessarily of my tone. Like I follow one of Microsoft's 6 corporate values of being open and respectful at all times.
What are the other 5, Paul?
See, I just got magical HR points right there. It's like, well, seeing big challenge, like taking on big challenges and seeing them through.
Oh, okay.
Being open and respectful.
I'm open and respectful.
And 4 more things that you can find on HR web.
You don't want to give it to me all at once. You got to dangle the carrot a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anyone actually uses this, or if your company makes you use this, I would imagine nobody installs it themselves and is like, I really just need to check myself before I wreck myself and tone check.
I think
somebody's boss is like, Paul, you're a little aggressive these days. Go to anger management and install tone check.
Yeah, I like how that was all hypothetical. Like, somebody's boss will be like, Paul?
Well, you're right here.
Yes. Yeah. So I'll just take the blame for all of this.
I didn't say Paul M.
Oh, that's true.
I know a really rude Paul.
Good. Good. And that's probably me.
That's all. All right, so it may take us a while, but we will get to you. And back on February 28th, CBAE commented in our thread and our forum comments that he thought that we should pay some attention to a video to a homemade WP7 ad, which let's take a look at it right now as we talk about it, because this thing is amazing.
Very kaleidoscopic.
And this guy did this just for the love of the Windows Phone.
Yes.
You know? And that some attention should be thrown in the direction of the people who are out there making these, like, awesome, uber cool fanboy videos for products they love just out of pure passion.
Yeah.
And something to be noted is that the actual creator of this video is...
Brandon Foy. Is this a brother?
This is someone of absolutely no relation
no
to me.
No relation?
But how interesting
Half
is it,
brother?
Paul? No, I've actually emailed him. And I sent him an email that was like, hey, dude, we both love Windows Phone and we're both named Foy.
Ha, ha, ha.
And Tone Checker told me that was an okay email to send.
Oh, that's look at that.
They approved.
Way to bring that back.
You like that?
You're still winning.
Full circle. yeah, no relation whatsoever, but we do both have Windows Phone, and we both, are named Foy, and I've reached out to him, and we're going to try to get him on here via Skype, because he's in Florida, and that's really far.
Yep.
And I don't want to go to Florida.
Really? Why not?
Because I'm very busy.
Oh, okay.
we're going to try to get on it, but this is amazing, and you said there was another homemade Windows Phone out there.
Yeah, so there was an article that was put on Pocket Now. And it had both this video from Brandon Foy and
my brother, and
another one from Mark Nadolski, who had like a more like emotional style connection
with his phone.
To his phone, yeah.
I am connected. Yeah. We are connected. These are an integral piece of our lives, of our heart, of our how we spend the hours of
and,
our day.
And it can help you save puppies from the local shelter.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the other video is about.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. So there you go. So we do, and I'll have you know that various people ranking very high on the Windows Phone team have sent me emails, particularly about the Brandon Foy video, saying, hey, have you seen this, blah, blah. So if you put it out there, don't just think that no one's going to see it. It's going to, it may land in the hands or the email of a very, very important Windows Phone executive.
That's right. So if you guys want to create your own awesome videos.
Right. Like an I Love Pink video, just saying.
Yep.
Just an idea.
Right.
One option.
With Laura cross-dressing.
As a woman.
Yes. So double cross.
You never know what executive hands that will fall in. That's
right.
What we're saying. But thank you for all the Microsoft product supporters out there. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Good times.
A lot of creative people. All right, Laura.
Yes.
Last story is all about winning.
Yes.
This story is all about losing.
Is it your family history?
No, my... Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
But no, we as Microsoft are trying to get on the bandwagon of trying to get IE6 to lose as much market share as possible.
Yeah.
What we want to do is everything that we can for designers and developers to make it easy to go with standards-based approach for developing on the web, and IE6 is just getting in the way of that.
Right, and so they want people to update.
They
which
do.
Really, I would have thought that there's no reason not to update. I mean, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You just go ahead and update.
Yep.
Click a button, and why not? Why not have the newest and latest and greatest?
Yep.
There are a few reasons apparently out there why people are not
right.
updating.
Why would someone not want to update, Laura?
Well, Paul, there are certain programs, like business programs,
yeah.
that only run and they're optimized for things like Windows 95.
Yes.
Windows 98.
Sure.
You know, and obviously there's a cost involved with upgrading an operating system.
That's right.
So
upgrading
people
an operating
are hesitant.
System or like the underlying components that are used in the other applications or for like internal websites that have non-standards compliant HTML or different components there that just won't work unless you're in some type of compatibility mode in future versions of the browser.
That's pretty much what I said.
Right, yeah. So there's all sorts of like very small reasons, but those are really getting in the way of the productivity and the future of the web. So
and we want people to have the best possible experience
right.
with their browser.
Yeah. One of the main things that we've actually found in our research on this is that The number one reason that people are not upgrading in places like China, where it's like 30%.
Which is crazy, because they're like one of the leading technology nations, you know what I mean? Like, I would think they'd have all up to date.
Yeah, well, a lot of them apparently are very afraid of connecting to Microsoft Update because they have pirated copies of Windows.
Right, and they don't want to be exposed as a bootlegger.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was like one out of three.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Yeah, see like, that?
It's like a third in China. South Korea, one in four.
Really?
Yeah. So there are a lot of countries out there where it's just all, like a lot of people are using i6. So we want to start this campaign to show, like, here are the different countries that have a significant amount of browser users. Like in the United States, it's down to 2.9%.
And dropping. And there's a website out there called, is it IE6 Countdown?
I think it's IE6 Countdown.
And it updates with real-time monitors what percentage of people are using it where, and it has options for you to promote this. So you can, I think there's like a tweet button, share it to your, to your Facebook.
You can put like a banner on your own website.
Friends, don't let friends use IE6.
Yep, and I think you can also donate to Sally Struthers having a little concert or a little going away thing for IE6. That'd be nice.
Wasn't there a memorial? I feel like there was a funeral
IE6. There was.
Like, we did this a while ago.
But yeah.
But people just won't let it go.
They won't. It's like IE6 zombies just like eating flesh brains of...
Right.
Oh, that's two episodes
Well,
in a row.
Let me tell you, as an IE9 user, I say... Update.
Yes.
Welcome. Catch up with me. Come into the future. Although I have a feeling most Ping viewers are up to date.
Oh, they better be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to stop letting you watch Ping.
Oh, no, not that. Bye. All right, everybody, that's it for this week.
That was it.
That's it for this week's episode of Ping. Thanks for watching. As we said earlier, get your mothers.
Yes.
Your fathers and your sisters.
And Charlie Sheen.
And get them to watch the show. Drive our ratings up, give us a bigger budget so we can fly more of you to the 90s at Mix in Las Vegas.
That's what we're talking about. You should at least follow us if you're not following us to the 90s. You should follow us on Twitter.
Yes, or follow us home.
At Elfoy.
At Paul Mest.
Uh-huh.
And we will tweet you back. And thank you for watching, and always we appreciate your comments.
Yes.
And that's about it. I got this.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, Paul, we're out of here.